This is your WMDX Daily News Roundup for Mad Radio 92.7 FM and 1580 AM in Madison.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. 109 Wisconsinites died last year as a result of family or domestic violence. That's according to new data from End Domestic Abuse Wisconsin. Isabella Nieto reports.
Jane Graham Jennings is the executive director of the Women's Community, a Wausau-based organization that helps people affected by domestic violence, sexual assault, stalking, and human trafficking. She says it's hard to combat the rising number of deaths because of the complexity of domestic violence.
There still is a tendency for people to blame victims, and there's still not an incentive for people who cause harm to change.
She says there is a power dynamic in a household affected by domestic violence.
The people who choose harm manipulate and control everything. They manipulate the systems, they manipulate law enforcement, they manipulate judges, and they keep getting away with that.
Wisconsin has a mandatory arrest law for domestic violence cases, which means when a police officer is called to a scene of domestic violence, they are required to find out who the predominant aggressor is and arrest them. Jennings says that law hasn't curbed the problem.
People who use power and control manipulate the entire system and continue to be manipulative and continue to harm and hurt their family members, and they use the legal system to do that.
Jennings says for those who may be in a domestic violence situation, you are not alone, it's not your fault, and there is help for you.
We are here, we believe you, and we understand.
You can donate to the Women's Community at womenscommunity.org. All donations will be matched up to $10,000 through October. For Civic Media News, I'm Isabella Nieto.
Governor Tony Evers is pushing to get FEMA disaster funding after the Trump administration said no. Evers says the Trump administration denied Wisconsin's application for public assistance for Door, Grant, Milwaukee, Ozaukee, Washington, and Waukesha counties after those severe storms and flooding in August. In response, the governor announced he'll file an appeal to ensure those six counties get the support they need to rebuild, recover, and address more than $26.5 million in disaster costs. In a letter sent to the governor, FEMA said that while the impact to individuals and households was significant, based on the preliminary damage assessments, quote, it has been determined that the public assistance program is not warranted, end quote. Those preliminary damage assessments last month included people from FEMA, emergency management, and local officials. They all validated that more than $26 million in damage. Now, the governor is directing Wisconsin Emergency Management to gather more information on all that damage to the public sector and certain nonprofits for the future appeal. And a reminder, part of John Nolan Drive will close overnight this week starting tonight. The northbound lanes of John Nolan will close at 7 o'clock, and it'll open back up in time for the morning rush at 6 o'clock in the morning. Crews will be installing storm sewers as part of the years-long reconstruction project. It'll continue to close every night this week through Thursday. And another road closure started this morning. Packers Avenue is closed at the railroad tracks. The railroad company is replacing the crossing. There's a detour using North Sherman and Aberg Avenues. That project on Packers Avenue is expected to also take just 4 days. City staff say it should be open again Thursday by 5 p.m. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
The Packers shut down the Steelers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from Pittsburgh, where the Packers beat the Steelers 35-25. Green Bay fell behind 16-7 at the half. Quarterback Jordan Love.
You know, when we came in the locker room at halftime, you know, the message was that we just weren't finishing. We weren't executing our plays, and we weren't locked in on doing the everybody's 111. So, you know, there's plays being made, and I think we just weren't executing those, and we weren't able to stay on the field. So, you know, I think the first half went by really fast for us as an offense. We had one scoring drive, and so I think the message was just, do your job, lock in, and execute.
At one point, Love had completed 20 consecutive passes. Aaron Rodgers on why the Steelers' offense stalled in the second half.
Yeah, we had too many penalties, too many negative yardage plays, and then I wasn't accurate enough on third down, and we weren't creating enough space. But we'll look at the film, and you know, we'll get better, and we got a good team coming in next week.
NBA. The Bucks with a loss on the road to the Cavaliers, 118-113, despite Giannis with 40 points. With sports, on Mike Clemens.
That's your WMDX Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at mad.radio.